O-R-G. Listening to the Lijadu sisters right now, this is Orere Elejibo. If I'm not mistaken, Sarah was evoking some orishas in that song, too. I mean, it's just, it's like I tell you, there's so many artistic and spiritual levels. I just can't say enough about it. Oh, man. I'm going to play some more Sarah in the show. And I promise you, if you enjoy it half as much as I'm enjoying it, then you definitely got to check her out, okay? We're also paying tribute to some Michael Jackson, and we're going to do that in the next set as well. In the meantime, I've got some brand new India Ari coming up. And if there's anything that you want to hear, oh man, now's the time. Give me a call, 213-252-0998. You hear how satisfying it is? You just give that nice, purging, therapeutic when you're listening to the street. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, don't that feel good? I'm also going to play some Sly and the Family Stone in the next set, too. I've got so much more fun to have. And Michael Jackson turns 48 this week, so got some more Michael Jackson coming up. But for now, we've got some India Ari. Coming up here on the street. Thanks for being here.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh. Cause the way I wear my head determine my integrity. And expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bow headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, hey, hey,
I am not my head.
I am not my head. I am not this skin.
I am not your expectations, no.
choice that we make, and this choice you will take.
No. Said, how you doing tonight? My girl's joining me.
Same girl.
This is a part of our show in which we like to personally take time out to thank God above for everything that he's done for us and everything who he is to us.
You've hit the street on www.killradio.org and myspace.com. Had a really nice long set there with the Seven Sons of Soul and Amazing Grace. We also had the Jackson 5 with Who's Loving You. And if there is any song that opened the door for Michael Jackson, it had to be that one. His, at the age of, I think, 11, he had such a soulfulness in his voice that can only be rivaled by, say, a Sam Cooke or a James Brown or even a Percy Sledge. And it was just so bluesy and so wonderful. It was such a precursor of things to come that I just had to play that. And also, there's a frustration that I think Michael Jackson has had by having such, you know, as adult as his voice is in Who's Loving You, you got to wonder where that childhood went. And when you're as successful as Michael is, you have to take your spare time to be a kid. And there have been times when he has indulged himself, you know, going to Disneyland or going shopping just to have fun, albeit in costume. There are things that, you know, you just got to do just to relieve the pressure that you feel on yourself by having to top yourself or having to do better than something as seminal and something as powerful as the Thriller release. And I promise you, I got some stuff from Thriller coming up. I'm saving the best for last here. But being that type of kid, even when you're an adult, is definitely going to have some rocks thrown at you. And of course, those rocks came by the way of ridiculing his title as the King of Pop, which has always been reported as self-proclaimed, and I've never heard Michael call himself the King of Pop. At least I haven't heard it. I've heard it from other corners, but just not from Michael's corner. The nickname Wacko Jacko, I mean, that's definitely got to get on your nerves. And it's manifested itself in a couple of songs which I can only term as a primal scream. One of those was a bonus track on his Bad album, which was Leave Me Alone, which I played right before Who's Loving You. And another one was a duet by Janet Jackson and Michael, and that's Scream. And that was a Scream Louder remix, which is on his remix album, Blood on the Dance Floor. We also had some Sly and the Family Stone leading into that with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. And we started off this last set with some India Arie and I Am Not My Hair. That is her latest that's come out just a couple of months ago. Man, I just kind of feel good about that. I love that song. I've got some new Take Six, which is going to be coming up in the next set. Also got some more Michael Jackson coming down the pike for you. So look ahead, have some fun, just be here and be yourself. Thanks for hitting the street with me. I've got some more gospel by way of, I'm going to play some Joe Pace and the Colorado Mass Choir coming up right now, right here on the street. And it's something that'll just kind of like get your bones tingling and make you want to jump up and dance, okay? That's the way I'm feeling right now. I just feel so celebratory. I feel like jumping up and dancing. And if this song don't do it for you, why don't you give me a call and tell me what will. Phone number here is 213-252-0998. Also got some more Sarah Messenger coming up in the show, as well as Crystal Hardwick, whom are our MySpace Artists of the Week. So hang out. Thanks for kick back, lean back, shake your booty if you need to. You've hit the street.
work always thought I had to deal with the pain, yeah. Walking around with the heavy load while my back was breaking under the strain. Then mom came and told me I could be free, and it sure feels good, yeah. And it sure feels good. Life is short and you're moving fast. Got your wheels spinning out of control. Oh Lord, I was there headed for a crash when I learned I had to let it go. Right then I knew I couldn't deal with the speed as long as I was in the driver's seat. That's when your love came and rescued me, and it sure feels good. Oh Lord, sure feels good.
Feels good.
Changed my life as soon as I left.
You've hit the street. Oh yeah, we are giving the funk by giving up the funk by way of Parliament. We also had the Jackson 5 with I Want You Back. That's going out to Lois in the Bronx, New York, who made a request on my page. Happy Sunday, Lois. I hope you're having a good one. And back from his Captain EO days, we've got Another Part of Me. That was by Michael Jackson. And a little bit of sampling from Thriller. That was PYT. That was before that Pretty Young Thing. And we also had Take Six before that with Feels Good. And that is from their, that's the title track from their latest release. Feels Good came out earlier this year. And we started off the last set with Joe Pace in the Colorado Mass Choir with Glad About It. Have you ever heard a mix like this? Raise your butt out of the bed, out of the chair, and then once I get you up there, you just gotta dance. You just gotta feel good. Ooh. From the head, from the toe, don't you feel that soreness in your shoulders from raising the roof for the last couple of hours? Got some Crystal Hardwick coming up. We want the father, I'll give up the home. We're gonna turn it. And, I don't know. How about some more Michael Jackson? Got it coming up. Right here, right now. On the street. Thanks for being here. Happy Sunday.
I had a dip. digital camera so I could take your picture. So babe, please don't float away. If I could just get this one shot today, I'd always have you, you and your love in the digital.
That was Mary J. Blige and Gonna Break Through. We also had Crystal Hardwick before that with Digi Camera. You've hit the street, 622 Soul Street. And what did I tell you about Crystal? Have you guys been listening? Have you been paying some attention? Crystal is nice. It's nice listening to this woman, I swear. She's got some Jill Scott in there in her voice. She's got some Aretha in her voice. She's got some Mary J. in her voice. You can check her out at www.myspace.com/, and this is one word, Fate's Beauty is Crystal. And that's Crystal with a K, all right? So check it out. Make sure that you got the right web page, okay? Fate's Beauty is Crystal. And I got some more Sarah Messenger that's coming up right here, right now. Checking it out here on the street. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. This is James Maverick, DJ Shango, here on the street. And if there's anything that you want to hear vis-a-vis Michael Jackson, then you definitely got the right place and the right time. It is today. We got some Michael playing right after this, right after some Sarah here on the street. And you can request whatever you'd like to hear from Michael by giving me a call, 213-252-0998. Or you can just send me a message or post a comment on my MySpace page. That's how Lois in the Bronx did it. That's how she's listening. That's how she's hitting the street. So it's all good and it's all in good fun. So I'm so glad that you are here with me today here on the street. Thanks for being here. This is James Maverick, DJ Shango. And one thing that I absolutely like about Michael Jackson is the way he just evokes the sound of a generation, the sound of a generation's not only angst, but also frustration, and how it has manifested itself not in its art, but also in its sexuality. He has a marvelous finger on the pulse of that, and it is going to be especially shown not in the next set, but probably the one after that. It's the one that you've been waiting for, I'm pretty sure of that. So it is time for that revelation, as well as this one coming up from Sarah Messenger on the street.
Not with the rabbis or priests, but with those who are cantors of peace. And a voice said out loud, you can pick them out in a crowd. When in song many voices lift, you will know them by their gifts, by their you study the stars, he don't care. If you read in palms, he don't care. If you recite the psalms, he don't care. How you find that light that some people call divine? If you're searching in your heart and mind, he loves applause for his designs. There is design. We'll be right back. he don't care. Think him plural or one, they don't care. Call them Allah or God, they don't care. Think them even or odd, they just want to make it clear. There is no devil and no hell to fear. Even evil is in the plan. The dark is just his other hand. His other hand.
You know, I have totally lost track of time. I have just been having too much fun here. I got some Black and White coming up, as well as another classic Michael Jackson tune, and that's it. I'm gone. I'm out of here. James Maverick, DJ Shango, had some Billie Jean. Oh, man. Oh, I was saving it. I was saving it up for that. I had Billie Jean. Also had, oh, gosh. I got so much more Michael Jackson to play, too. Oh, I wish I had another hour, but I don't. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. Doggone it.
Sure. Eat this.
Yeah, I know. I share your frustration. Had some Smooth Criminal. And Sarah Messenger started off this last set with Revelation. On a Saturday day. I'm gone. I'm out. Have a marvelous, marvelous Sunday. And until next week, I'm going to play some more Michael Jackson next week. Don't worry. But until then, let's please be good to each other. And because we are all in this world together, as you can tell. And you cannot spell unity without you and I. This is James Maverick, DJ Shango, 622 Soul Street, www.killradio.org, www.myspace.com, radioforall.net, podcast.net, audio.com, and, oh gosh, I've run out of stuff. You can find me almost anywhere, okay? Oh, and killradio.org. Check out the show. Whenever, wherever, okay? Peace. Harambe.
trying to hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I seen the bright get dull. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye? Black or white.
call in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. From every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver.